here with Dean Michaels from Co-op Financial Services. How are you, Dean?
I'm great.
Good,
Enjoying the conference?
Indeed. Are you enjoying the conference?
I'm enjoying it a ton. So
awesome.
For me, this is my first GAC conference.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kind of relatively new to the credit union industry,
okay.
So great opportunity for me to get a lot familiar with, you know, the movement in general,
mm-hmm.
Some of the companies that serve the movement,
yeah.
And the credit unions, of course.
I'd love to get your observations on what you've seen and what you've heard and that type of stuff. So initially, what do you think?
So initially, for me, a very different environment, and the one coming from a large public company,
mm-hmm.
Very focused on the bottom line, quarterly earnings,
yeah.
And obviously the credit union environment being member centric, being about delivering products and services to improve members' lives,
mm-hmm.
Just a totally different vibe, and one obviously. In addition to having the fun of being successful from a business perspective, but actually having the opportunity to be successful in changing people's lives, it adds a lot to,
yeah.
Just your
yeah.
overall perspective from a work perspective.
It's almost like there's a personal element there, you know, that there's something deeper about it.
A community element. I mean, it's different on a lot
yep.
of fronts.
Yep. So, have you attended any sessions or anything like that have stood out for you so far?
Yeah. So yesterday I was able to attend the general session.
Okay.
Obviously for me, I haven't seen President Bush speak in person.
Yeah.
It's great to have to listen in on a somewhat unstructured conversation.
Yeah.
And you know, hear his perspective on the political environment today. I'm a little bit about the political regulatory environment,
mm-hmm.
impacts on credit unions,
mm-hmm.
but just to see him post-presidency relaxed and,
yeah.
and hear his perspectives was great. For me, so I'm head of corporate development strategic relationships for Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, really, even the exhibit hall is it's a great forum for me to get more familiar with some of the companies that are serving credit unions,
mm-hmm.
what people are really investing in, what
mm-hmm.
credit unions are looking for. It's kind of speed dating for partnerships.
Yeah.
So great way for me to just kind of learn a little bit more about the industry.
Yep. All right. And so, yeah, again, so tell us, what is there anything specific you're working on these days? Or
yeah,
what's on the docket for you?
So I've been at Co-op now 3 months,
mm-hmm.
so a little early in my tenure. I would say, given that, for me, probably two big things I'm focused on. One is, you know, Co-op today has a lot of existing partners. Really what we're doing is building a service and integration layer on top of foundational services that
mm-hmm.
our partners provide to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before we even go ahead and figure out what are the new things we want to do, there's just a ton that could be done in terms of our existing relationships,
mm-hmm.
Improving those, expanding them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big part of my focus here early on. And then I would say secondarily for me, with the theme I was referring to earlier, I'm trying to get a lay of the land of the landscape of the
yeah.
credit union universe.
Yeah.
Where really are they not being served well? Trying to identify those opportunities for Co-op
mm-hmm.
to say, is there a need that needs to be filled?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a competency there? And if we don't, maybe there's a partner that
yeah.
we can work with to fill
yeah.
it.
I think it's really good to have kind of a fresh perspective on things, because a lot of us have been in this industry for a long time and kind of know the lay of the land and how this works, how that works, but it's always good to have kind of, I want to say, new blood, but just a fresh perspective on that.
Yeah, and to me, that's one of the great things about the Co-op executive team. So we've got a great blend of folks who have been in the credit union industry for 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
We have new people like myself who are coming in with a financial service and a payments background,
mm-hmm.
But looking at things from a different lens. So right now we've got a great mix of leaders with diverse perspectives that it's just a fun environment to be part of.
Sure sounds like it. So what makes a great strategic partnership from your perspective?
Yeah. So when I think about who would be a really good strategic partner, two things I would say are really important to me. One is obviously you have to have complementary strengths. So if I look at it from a Co-op perspective,
mm-hmm.
I would say our strengths are largely around, we're very focused obviously on the credit union market. We have a excellent distribution and sales channel into the credit union market,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Deep relationships with credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and really understand what they're looking for well.
Yeah.
In terms of complementary partners that I would look for, would be ones who maybe have unique and innovative you know, just great products or services,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not tailored yet for the credit union market,
yeah.
don't know how to really distribute it into the credit union mm-hmm. market. Mm-hmm. So it's a good example of just complementary styles and strengths mm-hmm. work well from a partnership perspective. Yeah. Each side needs to bring something to the table that the other doesn't. That's how partnerships are born.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any examples of like maybe not even in this industry, but outside industries where there are strong partnerships?
Yeah, well, so even if I look at this industry, probably a great example that stands out to me is the large global payment brands, Visa mm-hmm. and MasterCard. Yeah. So they're call them global payment brands, but really they're networks. And you think of networks, everybody kind of goes to the physical network. You know, right away everybody thinks, well, you connect from here to here and there's a switch in the middle and that's where all the kind of the payment geeks go.
Yeah.
But if you think of networks, to me, it's really a partnership network. So on one side you have, they're partnering with financial institutions to issue cards. On the other side, you're partnering with retail locations to accept cards. And in the middle, there's a universe of enabling partners, whether it is, so if you think about some of the things the global brands are doing, partnering with Apple for Apple Pay, partnering with auto manufacturers for connected cars, mm-hmm. appliance manufacturers where you lift up the container of milk, it's empty and it knows to reorder another one.
Ah, Internet of Things.
Absolutely. Yep. So yep. So really, if you look at what they're doing, their whole business mm-hmm. is based on being successful mm-hmm. at partnerships.
What advice would you have for credit unions to kind of start partnerships? What gets them going? Is there a spark there that gets them going, or what advice do you have there?
Yeah. Probably from a basic perspective, if I think about what I would look for in a partnership, mm-hmm. which probably from a credit union perspective are some of the same fundamentals would be...
The complementary stuff?
Well, not just the complementary stuff. Obviously, that's what you want to seek in terms of just the core product distinction. Mm-hmm. But what I often see, and this is something I'm often guilty of, is you want to run before you walk. And that's not really the right approach. So a lot of folks go into a partnership and start talking to a potential partner because they spoke with them and it sounds like they have something great. But do you really know what you're trying to achieve? Mm-hmm. Start with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. So before you go ahead and start evaluating partners, figure out really if you're a credit union, you're looking to partner with somebody to deliver processing services mm-hmm. or lending support. Mm-hmm. What's important to you? Is it service? Is it speed to market? Is it price? Because mm-hmm. you know what? Different partners are going to focus on different things. Yep. So really figure out what you want before you kind of dive right into evaluating partnerships. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say to me, the other thing that's really important is having a common set of values with a potential partner.
Good point.
And again, it kind of speaks to some of the things I just hit on in terms of if you value providing great service to your members mm-hmm. and your partner is really about bottom line, that might not be the right partner for you. If you're really valuing digital and your partner is just much more of about a physical presence, that might not be the right partner.
Yeah, you might butt heads there a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. So before you kind of, to me, just this is blocking and tackling, know where you want to go and find a partner that's think about what you want and then find partners that are good fits from a values perspective.
Yeah, maybe have your whys match. What's your why? I've heard a lot of motivational speakers talk about, hey, what's your why? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And so maybe have your whys match.
Right, and it's hard to do, right? You have to force yourself to step back and spend time thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody is just so caught up in the, I have a problem, I need to solve it, and it feels really good when you solve problems, but if you go ahead and solve half of it, and you've integrated into a partner, and you've, committed to that partner, mm-hmm. and then you figure out you've only solved half your problem, you're better off, as I guess the Taylor's message, right? Measure twice, cut once. Yeah, that's what you want to do from a partner perspective as well.
Excellent, excellent. Last question for you here. Yeah. What are some of your goals for 2018? What's your outlook on 2018?
Yeah, so I would say for us for 18, it kind of goes a little bit to what I'm focusing on today. Mm-hmm. So we have some really big partners today, and I would say there's tons of opportunity for us to just do more with them, to do better with them. So I'd like to exit 18 just with a good vision of where we're going with our relationships mm-hmm. and kind of a roadmap for how we could just get better with all of them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. again, Co-op is a company built on partnerships. So before we again, goes back to, you know, step back and think about what you want to do. So mm-hmm. before we go ahead and start creating new partnerships, let's assess the ones we have. Yeah. Let's improve the ones we have.
Solidify those, yeah.
And then for me, really understanding, spending a lot of time with our clients, understanding what they're looking for, which again is going to give me a good foundation then towards, say, the latter half of the year, figuring mm-hmm. out what markets do we want to go ahead and enter that we're yeah. not in today, who yeah. would be the right partners. So I'm kind of looking at it as a upfront, we've got great relationships today, let's improve on those, it's kind of low-hanging fruit, mm-hmm. and then really figure out towards the latter half of the year, exiting this year, what are some of the new cool things we want to yeah, do.
Very cool. Great message to end on.
Great.
Dean, thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You very
well
much.
Well done. Keep up the good work, man.
Thanks.
And welcome to the hood. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Appreciate it very much.